And good morning, good morning, good morning. It is a Friday morning, September the 9th, the day after the Popcorn Festival Parade, and what a parade it was. A lot of fun, and we want to thank everybody who was on the float last night. Mr. McFeely, David Newell, Marge Hazlett, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Charlie Evers, and Linda Sims, all from the WWGH staff. We thank them so much for participating. And again, this whole weekend has been supported by Crafty General Contracting, and the tremendous job they did preparing the float last night was great. Made the event all the more fun, interesting, entertaining, and enjoyable. We'll be joined momentarily before the 11 o'clock hour by Mr. McFeely himself, David Newell. As you will see him as Mr. McFeely for the rest of the day here. Of course, 15 to 12, you will hear Wittenberg's Door with Pastor Brett Cornelius and Lee Hall. So we'll take a little break while they're on. And then we'll come back again from 12:15 to 3 p.m. 12:15 to 1 o'clock, it'll be the Exchange Club with Charlie Evers, Marge Hazlett, Mr. McFeely sitting in, and myself, Sean Kraft as well. And then we will head on to the Faye Bank Charlie Evers Show, which I will set in on, Sean Kraft will set in on, Mr. McFeely will set in on. So it's going to be a jam-packed afternoon. We've got memorabilia from the Mr. Rogers program. We have CDs. We have one DVD to give away, the Speedy Delivery documentary. We have a... I haven't even got a chance to look at this stuff yet. We were so busy yesterday. A very interesting songbook here that I'm sure... We have a piano over there. I wonder if David plays the piano. We'll have to ask him that.
Yeah.
If we have a pianist here this afternoon. That is great. We have a couple of those to give away today. So that's going to be enjoyable. Sean Kraft along with me this hour. Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Now, what was your thoughts on the parade last night as we just beat the storm?
You know, I thought it was very fun last night. It was, I thought it was a lot more crowd this year than it was normally. They were, like, deep this year.
The crowd was deep, and I thought the crowd was a little more active. They were chanting names. Certainly, I heard chants of Mr. Rogers, Mr. McFeely. Hello, people running up to get popcorn from Pop Sensations, and we thank them because they're also a supporter here. And tremendous. And we had bookmarks last night to give out. We still have a few of those limited edition bookmarks here at the station, by the way. If you want to stop out today, we'll be here till 3 o'clock, Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop, across from the play place. These are very neat bookmarks. Mr. McFeely's face is on them. WWGH is on them. And you can put them in any book and keep them forever. What a keepsake that will be to have. Absolutely free. Just stop by the studio and say you listened this morning, and we will give you a bookmark. And by the way, if you can't make it out today, I know people are in school, people are at work, people are going to the Popcorn Festival. Come in next week, say the same thing. We'll be here every day, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. next week, and we'll still have some bookmarks left, I am sure. I think we have about 100 of those left. Gave away about 200 of them last night. Now, as far as the parade goes, Sean, aside from us, what was your favorite float that you got to see? We got to see some as we were pulling out there.
You know what? There was this one. It was all decked out. It had a cannon on the back that I saw. It was pretty. I mean, they had to take hours and hours and hours to. But I'm not sure what the float was.
Neither was I. I saw that float. It was coming off Vernon Heights Boulevard. I'm not sure what it represented, but it was a very nifty float.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it took forever to build that cannon.
Had to have.
Yeah.
Had to have. Yeah. And we thank everybody who puts a lot of work into that parade, even though last night, I know most of the events were drowned out last night by that storm. We're going to hope they don't drown out tonight, because Kelly Pickler is supposed to be there tonight. That's the big draw tonight, but they are calling for storms. So, Kelly, I don't know. I think if it's not thunder and lightning, they'll go on, if the rain is not too heavy. We'll find out. I guess we'll have something to talk about next week.
Yeah, my car got grounded a little bit last night. For some reason, my car has a remote control, and if you hit the button, and you hold the button, I hold the button wrong because I had to get something out of my trunk last night, and I did not realize my windows crack. So a little bit of water got inside. It must have rained overnight.
It rained heavy.
Yeah, so.
Rained.
It didn't really get a whole lot of soap because it didn't go all the way down, of course, but it just went maybe a quarter way down.
You know, as we have talked about before, there is no air conditioning here in the studio, so the studio was very warm yesterday, but I was running around here. You know, actually, sitting here right now, I'm actually cooling off.
Yeah. It's actually 80.6 in here.
Oh, so it's cooler than it was yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's a factor of it, too. Hopefully we can stay that way today, because I don't think anybody has to run around the studio panicked like yesterday.
Right.
Yeah. We have a bigger staff here today. We have more people here today. Thank goodness.
I do want to mention that we're sorry that Ed McCants was not on this morning. We're going to try to figure out what happened to that.
We don't know.
And then the swap shop did not happen this morning. I apologize. We'll be back on next Friday. It's just a bunch of crazy Fridays this week.
So. But when you have a big event, things have to change. But the Ed McCants show not being on, I don't really know. His guests showed up.
Yeah, his guests showed
but
up.
But he didn't. These were nice guys
who
made the trek in. Now, we do want to let people know the phone lines are always open here, 740-383-9944. So if you do have a question of any kind, you can give us a call. We would love to hear from you, 740-383-9944. Mr. McFeely will join us momentarily, and maybe we'll try to give away something this hour. But right now, we're just going to talk because this is a talk station, so that's how it goes. Now, aside from the, do you know much about Kelly Pickler? I know she has a reality show.
Oh, all I know is people. I don't know her personally or watched her or listened to her before, but somebody told me that she was on American Idol.
Yeah, I think. Well, was it American Idol or was it Nashville Star?
I thought it was American Idol. People were telling me
it could have been Mary. I don't know. It might have been.
Yeah.
I never watched either one of those, but she is a country singer.
Mm-hmm.
But she's got in, I think her big song, you know what, maybe we'll make that a trivia question.
Okay.
And this is how trivia it'll be. I don't even think I really know what the song is, the title, but I know kind of. What is Kelly Pickler's big song? If you can call in and let us know right now, 740-383-9944, we will give you a To Die For cupcake. Or you can have two free bowling games for a group of four to Buckeye Lanes, which turns 90 years old. We also have tickets to Cedar Point for the big Halloween program, which starts next weekend. That runs through Halloween. We have Cosi tickets still left, and we have Columbus Zoo tickets still left. So if you can tell me, Kelly Pickler, who will be on the main stage tonight, I believe that starts at 7 p.m., if you can tell me what her big first hit was, call 740-383-9944. You have about 19 minutes left here in this hour to come up with Kelly Pickler's big hit.
And you know, speaking of the zoo tickets, I bet you can hold those because they don't expire until what, next year?
First of the year.
So they could probably go to the Columbus Lights with those.
Well, we'll have a whole new batch of zoo tickets coming in probably right around November when the zoo lights start.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you want to hold on to these and keep them until then, yes, they are good through the first of the year. The Cosi tickets are still good. The Cedar Point tickets are good on any weekend, three-day weekend, right up through Halloween. Starts next weekend. You can't go this weekend. Starts next weekend. But why would you want to go this weekend with the Popcorn Festival going on? And you can use them any weekend, right up through Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Those are nice. That's a new addition here. And any of the food items, To Die For cupcakes or bowling. Bowling, which is always a very fun event.
It is. You know, I love the bowl. I'm not a very good bowler, but I love the bowl.
You love to bowl?
Yeah.
Now, this afternoon, Charlie Evers is on, the Fahey Bank Charlie Evers Show. What do you think the tenor of his show will be this afternoon?
You know, Charlie does have a following, just like you. But I think he might get a few calls because I don't think a lot of people are going to go early to the Popcorn Festival. They're probably going to go later on this evening.
You know, it's always interesting. When a guest is on, there are less calls. When it's somebody sitting alone, now people will call in. Now, yesterday, Mary Ellen Withrow had quite a few calls.
Oh, did she?
To argue with her. We didn't give away anything. It was just to argue with her. Since we haven't had a chance to do any political talk, let's do it. Well, we have a few minutes here. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both gave speeches the other night. We're, I think, 59 days away from the election right now. How do you think that's going?
Well, I'm pretty. He's actually not too far behind her now, right?
It's about even.
About even, yeah. So, I don't know. It's gonna be interesting.
Well, what do you think, listening audience? Is Hillary going to pull it off? is Trump going to pull it off? 59 days, we will know who our next president is going to be. Who is going to be the 45th president of the United States of America? And do people still care about the things that we've been talking about? Emails, Twitters, the truth, the non-truth? Let us know. 740-383-9944. And remember, this is also here on video. And if you can't catch it now, I'm sure it will be up on the website and YouTube within the next couple of weeks. So you'll be able to see everything that you're not seeing right now, which is great.
Right.
Because it is radio. It's live radio.
Yeah.
So if you call in, your voice might appear on the video, 740-383-9944. But maybe people aren't awake yet either.
You know, I'm sure not. It was a long day yesterday, you know, first day of the Popcorn Festival and the parade, and I imagine a lot of people was pretty stir wore out from yesterday.
Well, the trivia question as it stands right now is Kelly Pickler, who will be on the main stage tonight at the Merriam Popcorn Festival, what was her first big hit? When she came out of her reality show background, she had a big hit. What was the name of that hit? And you can have any multitude of prizes that you would like to pick. 740-383-9944 with about 17 minutes left. Now, do you think Kelly Pickler is over big in this area?
You know what? We are a country town. I think she is. I think she's going to draw a good crowd tonight.
Well, I think I don't know that anybody has ever drawn a bad crowd on the Popcorn Festival stage because it's a free show.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Is Kelly Pickler more pop or is she more country?
Good question. I thought she was more of a country, but maybe I'm wrong.
I think when she started out, people thought she was country, but I don't know if she's drifted over into the pop now or not.
You know, pop is popular right now.
I know she got her own reality show.
Yeah.
So, however that happened.
Her agent is working pretty well for her.
Well, what do you think? Well, that's good that your agent works for you, but the reality show in general, what could be interesting about following Kelly Pickler around?
Well, I'm sure she's a nice gal, nice girl, and to be around.
Well, I'm sure.
She seems like she's energetic. So I think she has a good positive energy.
Yeah, but what's the difference between Elaine Smith here in Marion's positive energy, following her around with a camera, and Kelly Pickler?
She's cute.
No cute women here?
She has the national popular people, you know.
So it's really more about
nationally.
We want to know what people who are well known are doing.
Yeah.
Why do we care?
You know what? It's always been that way.
Well, I don't think it's always been that. I think it's been that way for the last 15 years. I don't know. I mean, people always wanted to know who was going to the parties and who was dating who. I think that's always been around. But really, do you want to know how Kelly Pickler fixes breakfast?
I don't think she fixes her own breakfast anymore.
But then what is interesting about the show? If everybody's doing everything for her, I don't know.
I don't know. It's interesting. I guess once you become a certain celebrity, I don't think you really do nothing anymore on your own.
See, I don't know. I think that's all based upon the person. I think only the big, gigantic stars, like maybe something of a Michael Jackson or an Elvis Presley, I can't even think of some. Who's the big star today? Who's the big star that everybody knows? Who couldn't walk down the street?
Probably Eric Clapton's pretty popular right now.
I think Eric Clapton could walk down the street.
Really?
I do. I can't think of anybody who could not walk down the street today. Elvis could not have walked out of his house. He would have been mobbed. Michael Jackson could not go out in public. I don't know who today that person would be.
I don't know. Good question.
I don't know. I don't think there is a person because everything's so fragmented you know, the television audiences today are not nearly what they were years ago. You know, when Bill Cosby was on, you had 32 million people watching The Cosby Show every week. Now, the number one show on television is lucky to draw 15 million, 14 million.
Oh, speaking of Bill Cosby, did you see the breaking news with him this morning?
What's that?
They're saying that Bill Cosby's lawyer is coming out as racism now.
That what?
They're saying it's racism.
Yeah, his lawyer has entered a plea of racism.
Yeah.
That the reason that he's getting hit with these things is because of racism.
Yeah.
Oh, and our guest is ready to join us here. This will be a lot of fun. Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood is ready to go.
Speedy delivery.
Here we are.
I will take a seat and...
There we go. How are you doing?
I am still a little damp from last night. We were in the parade last night, as your audience probably knows, right?
Absolutely.
And so here I am, a little... we were almost rained on heavily.
Oh,
but
close.
Our unit made it through the parade in good time.
It was a good time.
And we met a lot of people along the way. We gave out pictures, and we had a bookmark we were giving a lot of people. We still have a few left. If anybody wants to come out to the mall, which is the Center Mall.
Marion Center Mall,
and you have to tell them where it is.
It is right out here at Delaware Avenue in Marion.
Mm-hmm.
We are right across from the big Kroger's on Delaware Avenue, and not hard to find for people who know the area. If you come in the mall, we're right next to the Crafter Scoop.
Crafter Scoop, okay.
Crafter Scoop.
And I'll be here for a while into the afternoon, but I have to start back at some point to Pittsburgh because I have an event tomorrow in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where I live.
So I think we're right up till 3, and then you will get in your...
Speedy delivery,
and you'll be back home hopefully before night.
I hope so.
Night falls.
If it doesn't rain, the rain is probably going actually towards Pennsylvania. It's probably raining there now. At any rate, I am here, and we've had a good kickoff of the parade of the Popcorn Festival.
This is interesting because you were in the parade last year. Mm-hmm. Compare and contrast last year to this year.
I think this year there was more recognition. I think last year we took them by surprise, too. And then we were in the same float. But I think they were the recognition was double what it was last year.
Easily.
And there were groups of people who were applauding because that family watched Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. So it was really an exciting time. And it was great to meet some of the people who came up to the car, the float, the truck, whatever it was, all of those. And I was able to shake hands, and we gave out some pictures. So that was... and I think what we did was... just reinforce WWGH in this neighborhood.
I think we did, and I think that's a tremendous thing. Now, from your take of what you've gotten to see with WWGH Radio while you've been here, what are your thoughts?
I don't know your complete coverage area, but I have been told by you that it is growing by the minute.
It is.
And that's wonderful. And I like the... what I like in radio is the localness of it. I don't like syndicated shows on radio because they can't touch the local audience. So that's what you do a lot of. I mean, some of your program is syndicated, right?
Very little.
But you do some repeats of...
We do repeats of the local shows.
So, but that's what I like. And those listening to the program or streaming, and Scott was telling me that there are some listeners in London, of all places, in England.
London. We, after the first of this year, which was about a year and a half here, iHeartRadio, which is the big streaming service on portable devices. Of course, you have to be an iHeartRadio station to get on that.
Uh-huh.
But every other radio station on the country that wants to stream that way on a mobile device, there is a free app. Won't cost you a thing.
Uh-huh.
Just search your app store on your mobile device. It's called TuneIn. T-U-N-E.
Oh, I have that.
tune in. You could listen to us in Pittsburgh.
I can. Now I will. Speedy Delivery.
Speedy Delivery.
And if anybody is listening in Pittsburgh by any chance right this moment, why don't you call in and tell me if it's raining in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, we want to know if it's raining in Pittsburgh. 740-383-9944. And also remember that we still do have the trivia question out there. I know this is an odd time because normally we're doing something else at this time, but we did a little special programming here. But Kelly Pickler, who will be on the main stage tonight at the Marianne Popcorn Festival, do you know much about Kelly Pickler?
I don't. I know who she is. I don't have any of her music, but I hear she's quite something, and she's the up-and-coming star of country western music, right?
Absolutely. Being a television participant and aficionado, what do you make of reality television?
I can watch a couple reality programs. The irony to all of that is my son-in-law was one of the editors on The Biggest Loser.
Is that right?
Yes, for 10 years. And before that, he was editing Pimp My Ride. Did you ever hear that?
I have heard of that.
And so I've watched, but he's even tired of it. He's moving on. 10 years editing, he thinks it's time for a change. I don't watch reality television too much. You know what I watch mostly is public television. Not that it's because we're associated with, but I like Masterpiece Theaters, one of my favorites. I also watch some of the series, like Breaking Bad and series like that. Oh, we're getting some fresh air.
There we go, fresh air coming. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, somebody who came from children's television, Breaking Bad's a pretty rough show.
Oh, it's a rough show, but, you know, I respect it. I have some hard times with the violence on there, but it's a lot of black humor in it, too. And I think they're also editorializing, too, about how bad addiction can be and how bad of conditions we're in right now with all of this rampant drugs sneaking into our country. And I think a lot of that has been said in that series. But the acting is superb. That's why I enjoy just the how they create their characters and watching them do that, tell the story with those wonderful actors who are on that show. That's why I mainly like it, I think.
Will we ever go back to a day where reality television is not the purveyor of programming and television, and that scripted shows and actors will get work again?
I hope so. Well, but the actors and scripted shows are getting work, but they're getting work on the cables and on like Breaking Bad, and so that's helping actors. But I know what you mean. And reality television, the simple reason is that it's cheaper.
It's cheaper, and
they can produce it probably for half the cost and make as much money with the advertising.
You know, in the heyday of television, though, I was doing an interview one time in the heyday. Well, the heyday was probably in the 50s. Uh-huh. But in the late 80s, when television, network television,
right,
still had a big hold, big advertising, uh-huh, cable television had not taken over. Larry King told me that Howard Stringer, who ran CBS at the time, uh-huh, came to him and said, we could put Larry King Live on five nights a week, like it is on CNN, uh-huh, we could put it on CBS and cancel shows like Dallas because you would only cost about 10% of the budget that it cost to do Dallas or Knott's Landing or whatever was on at uh-huh that time. But the local affiliates would not let us do it because you would only draw 10% of the ratings that they draw and the affiliate numbers would go down. Why did that stop becoming a problem?
Boy. Well, the more numbers a television station has for any one program or any program, they can raise their ad. They can charge more for their advertising. I think that's a big factor in it. Don't you think?
I do. So why is it that television today doesn't want to put the big program on and spend the money to get the bigger rating, to get the bigger advertising dollar?
I think maybe it's a gamble. And they want a sure thing. That could be. But from time to time, they'll do it.
You know, we have about 4 minutes left in this segment, don't we, Sean? About 4 minutes left.
Okay.
What I want to talk about, because I've thought about this, it's such a weird year, 59 days, like I said, from the presidential election.
Uh-huh.
And last time we talked, you were here around September 11th,
right.
And you said your show had been off the air at that point, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Fred Rogers was still alive. He came back, did some PSAs about a very serious subject. This election, different from all others, what would Fred be talking about now?
Oh, boy, that's a good question and almost impossible to answer. I think, you know, he would want children to understand at least that there's an election going on. We did that with the Clinton election. He was at the Kennedy Center helping they did a special inauguration for children.
Huh.
And he was part of that. I think at least he would want to do something like that, no matter who would get in the office, that he would want to interpret that for children, I think.
I'm going to throw you a long pass here, but
yeah.
We'll be back at 12:15 through 3 o'clock today, so we'll have a lot more to talk about. Maybe we can get more in-depth than this. Aside from all the scandals and maybe things that are too complex for a Mr. Rogers audience, just the fact that this election, that name-calling has become such a thing, where would he stand on that?
Oh, that's... You've sort of answered answered your own question. I think that's exactly what he would try to interpret for children, that you don't do that. You don't call names. You can disagree. You don't call names. It's almost high schoolish. It's almost fraternity tactics they're doing.
Now, well, that being said... We know the candidate who's calling names.
Yes.
So people can just draw their own conclusions on that one. To take a stance on anti-name calling, would that be taking a stance politically in others' eyes?
It probably would. I think, though, that he would have a way to separate the two and talk about when you're angry. He'd deal with mad feelings, I think. And when you're angry, you don't call out and bully or hit somebody. I think he'd deal with it that way. I don't think he would take a stance politically. First of all, children wouldn't understand that anyhow, a political stance.
Did he have a political ideology?
He did, but he didn't verbalize it much, because you have to be careful, especially when you're children's performer. He did go to the Clintons' inauguration as a children's host.
Right.
But he did it non-politically. He did it for the children. I think that is the stance he would take, at least publicly.
1 minute left in this program. It's interesting, and maybe that's how, because the Exchange Club, which we do from 12:15 to 1, is a political show, and maybe today when Charlie and Marge join us, instead of talking so much about specific issues, I think it's interesting to talk in the broad sense of how this does affect the people who aren't voting, which are the children.
Right. Now, you can vote when you're 18, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, 18 would be the day.
So there are a lot of 18-year-olds who are going to be voting for the first time, and it'd be interesting to see which candidate is sort of courting that age group. We'll see. We'll find out, if any.
Well, maybe this is a question we'll save for 12 o'clock, but the person in the primaries who got the biggest youth vote was the oldest candidate, Bernie Sanders.
That's right.
So figure that out, and maybe we'll save that for noon. How many seconds left? We're about to, we're going to wrap it up. Speedy delivery.
Speedy delivery.
From Scott Spears.